To you this evening, I just simply want to encourage you by reminding you of some things concerning the Scriptures. As we discuss this evening, basic instructions before leaving earth. The Bible was written by some 40 different writers over a period of about 1,500 years. You as a Bible student know that. You also know that it includes 66 books that are divided into two major categories or divisions, called that of the Old Testament and the New. Thus, the Bible has rightfully received the title, the Book of Books. Considering the Old Testament books, there are five books of law, the Book of Genesis, the Book of Beginnings, Exodus, a nation starts, Leviticus, worship laws are told, Numbers tells of sin and God's mercy, Deuteronomy reveals the reviewing of the law. There are 12 books of history in the Old Testament. Joshua tells about the promised land. Judges reveals to us that Israel is tested and delivered. Ruth is a story of loyalty. 1 Samuel tells us from the judges to the kings. 2 Samuel tells us of David's reign. 1 Kings is Solomon and the divided kingdom. 2 Kings, the divided kingdom all the way to the point of captivity. 1 Chronicles tells of the reign of David, and 2 Chronicles, the reign of Solomon and the other kings of Judah. Ezra tells of the remnants and their return home. Nehemiah tells of rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, and Esther tells of God's providence. There are five books of poetry. Job tells us about pain and suffering. Psalms lifts us up with encouraging words about worship. Proverbs has some wise sayings. Ecclesiastes is materials. It tells us that material goals are empty. And then there is the love story that's titled the Song of Solomon, which tells of the beauty of marital love. There are five minor prophets, not because they're any less important, but because they are shorter in length. Isaiah, the prophet of God's rule. Jeremiah, the prophet of failure, thus followed by Lamentations, which is Jeremiah's sorrow. Ezekiel, the prophet of hope, and Daniel, the prophet of dreams. The final division of the Old Testament is that of 12 major prophets. Hosea tells about the spiritual idolatry that took place in the Israelites. Joel tells about the day of the Lord. Amos, seeking the Lord and living. Obadiah tells of God's punishment on Edom. Jonah tells of God's love for Gentiles. Micah tells of the consequences of sin. Nahum tells of Nineveh's downfall. Habakkuk tells us about that the just live by faith. Zephaniah, God's goodness and God's severity. Haggai, building the Lord's house. Zechariah, that of judgment and encouragement. And finally, Malachi, God's people are rebuked. The total number of Old Testament books comes to 39. Looking at and considering the New Testament books, there are four books called the Gospels, known as Matthew, who tells of Jesus as the King. Mark tells of Jesus as the servant. Luke tells of Jesus as the man. And John tells of Jesus as the Word of God. The Gospels are followed by one book of history in the New Testament, namely Acts, which is an account of the Acts of the Church. Next, there are 21 letters written to congregations, groups of people, or single individuals. Romans is about righteousness being revealed. 1 Corinthians is about church problems, while 2 Corinthians tells us about being reconciled to God. Galatians tells about Christian liberty being defended. Ephesians is about Christ and His church. Philippians about Christ and the secret of joy, which is Christ. Colossians, the preeminence of Christ. 1 Thessalonians, the second coming of Christ. The 2 Thessalonians, the day of the Lord. 1 Timothy tells about the order of the church, while 2 Timothy tells about the true minister of Christ. Titus tells us as believers what a godly life looks like and how it should be lived. Philemon tells about the treatment of a brother. Hebrews tells us about our great high priest, while James tells us of true faith and how that faith, when it is true, produces work. 1 Peter confronts, comforts for the suffering Christian, while 2 Peter warns us about false prophets and false teachers. 1 John tells us about Christ and fellowship with God. 2 John warns us about deceivers. 3 John reveals to us that we are to receive well true teachers. And Jude encourages us to contend and keep on contending for the faith. The New Testament closes out with one book of prophecy, which tells the story of victory. The total number of books in the New Testament arrives at 27. The Bible as a whole, all 66 books collectively, have been described as a map. And as we consider that thought for just a moment, thinking about a map and what is needed for travel, one has to know where to start and where he or she wants to finish. One also has to know how to get to the desired destination. So when one does not know the way from point A, the starting point, to point B, the desired destination, he or she will consult the map. So to have such a map, someone had to travel from point A to point B and make notes of how they traveled. I'm thankful for you and I, we have received just such a map. Jesus Christ, who is our map maker, left heaven and traveled to earth. We read in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Looking at verse 14 of John chapter 1, "And the Word," of verse 1, "became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." He came from heaven to earth, but yet He went from earth back to heaven. Acts chapter 1, beginning in verse number 9. "Now when He had spoken these things while they watched, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. As the song says, he came from heaven to earth to show us the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Therefore, we lift his name on high. Thus, knowing the way from point A, earth, to point B, that of heaven, Jesus could draw us a map. He could tell us how to get to where he is now. And he did just that. John chapter 14, verse number 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For us to go to heaven, where our Father is, we must follow the map which Jesus has left for us. He sent His Holy Spirit to reveal it to the men, those who would write it down so that we could have it today, so that we could study it. And Jesus went home. He went to heaven by way of complete surrender and complete obedience to the Father. We must do the same if we desire for heaven to be our destination. Jesus' map gives us step-by-step, turn-by-turn directions to our desired destination. But unlike other maps in which one can choose any number of several different paths to follow and reach the same destination, the Bible reveals only one way to heaven. Jesus answered and said, John 3, verse 5, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus is the map maker, and he is the one who said that not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7, verse 21. Therefore, we seek to do the Father's will. And thus, we study God's Word to know what that will is. The only way to heaven is through Christ. Already mentioned, John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Jesus left earth. He went to heaven. And he left us a map to tell us of how to get to heaven. Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 15, Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, Jesus, our map maker, said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. It was Jesus, our map maker, who said in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. It was Jesus, the one who traveled the road of self-denial, giving in to the Father's will, which took him to a cross. It was he who said, Matthew 10 and verse 32, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. John chapter 3 and verse number 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, most appropriate for those this evening who are Christians, who are walking down that path, following after our map maker's directions, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. The Bible is the best book anyone could ever read. It tells us where we came from, why we are here, where we want to go, what we want to avoid, and how to get where we want to be. The basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible itself must be followed if we desire to reach the final destination of heaven, where our Father is and where our map maker awaits us. So we ask this evening, are you following the directions which the map maker has given to us? Are you traveling down the narrow path that is very difficult, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads us to life? Matthew chapter 7, verse 14. The map maker has given us the map with the invitation to come.